Peggy here, who's our last caller for today, it looks like. So, Peggy, what's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Wright. Thanks for taking my call. I have a patient that I'm taking care of with pressure ulcers. So he went in, and he had a flap surgery done a week ago, and it popped open. I guess you call it dehisced. And it's very deep, like about 4.5. So I'm stuffing it with alginate. So I was wondering, what else can I put in there to help with the healing process before he can get in to see his doctor?
Okay. Well, I think you mentioned to the board operator something about Nuka honey. And if you did mention that, that's a very good idea, ma'am, because it's known to keep all the germs out of there, and that's one of the things you want to do.
Yes, I do have the 15th grade. And is that the only honey is best for a wound?
It is the one that's researched the best. I can't tell you that there isn't another one that's just as good, but that one has been very well researched, and it does work well, so I'd stick with it.
Okay.
Now, here's another thing. Here's another thing you want to do, ma'am. You go on down to your big box pharmacy, in this case, not the health food store, and you ask them, where's the zinc oxide? And they'll show you the different zinc oxide they have. You read the label very carefully and make sure it's not one where they put some synthetic garbage in it. It needs to be just the zinc oxide plus I think it's a petrolatum, which I know isn't exactly natural, but it's been used for so long and not hurt anybody, and that's the carrier that carries it in. Now, zinc induces wound healing, and so, and it's, you know, it's a white stuff you put on your nose if you don't want to get your nose sunburned. It's very safe. Mm-hmm. And if a little bit of that is rubbed in, if you've got, let's say, a week before you get to see a doctor somewhere, that is going to help start the healing process. The other two things that help with wound healing are vitamin B12 and folate. And particularly if this is an older person, a lot of us older people don't absorb vitamin B12 as well as we might. So we frequently need to use a bigger dose or occasionally an injection if our stomachs aren't working that well. But you can get a combination of B12 and folate in a capsule. Nobody makes an ointment that I know about in the natural food store. And if it's an older person, I'd make sure that they were using a couple of milligrams of each one of those. And then the zinc oxide can be rubbed directly in. By the way, ma'am, I worked one time with a guy who unfortunately had an open ulceration on the heel that had had surgery, and it broke open again. It had been 8 years, and it was when I was first starting out at Group Health, and he came in to see if there's anything new. And I had just read some articles in one of the medical journals about this use of zinc for wound healing. So since he wasn't going to go back to any of the doctors because he'd been into so many and they'd tried everything and he still had a wound and he just kept a, you know, bandage over it, I told him to go on down to his natural food store, get some zinc, and 30 milligrams with a couple milligrams copper, because if you take zinc by itself for a long time, it pushes copper out, and just take that. And you know what? The guy healed in 3 months, and it had been 8 years. So zinc all by itself can help things heal. But get the rub in, because you get that directly in contact with the cells. They'll take up some of it, and it jump starts the healing process.
Okay, so zinc oxide, and you mentioned another name with it. What's the other ingredient?
Oh, the other ingredient is the carrier. It's usually called petrolatum jelly. And again, it sounds like petroleum, but it's been used for a long, long time, and nobody's been telling us about any bad effects.
Sounds good.
And, of course, you're going to take him in to see the doctor when the time comes, aren't you?
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Wright.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for calling, and have a really good holiday and Christmas and all that, ma'am. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.